From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A highly anticipated health care debate is underway in the House, where lawmakers are expected to vote on a landmark bill within hours. Congresswoman Allison Schwartz of Pennsylvania says this is the kind of help Americans have been waiting for.
Our action will bring down health care costs for middle-income families and will provide access to 32 million uninsured Americans.
But Republican Congressman Paul Ryan, ranking member on the House Budget Committee, says rule changes to get the bill to the House floor are undemocratic.
One of the cornerstone principles of this nation that our founders created upon is the principle that we govern by consent of the governed. That principle is being turned on its head here today.
A final vote on health care is expected sometime tonight. Protests over changes in health care also played out in the streets of the nation's capital today. Some rallied in the bill's favor, while these demonstrators loudly chanted, "Kill the bill." Protests were also lively in other parts of downtown Washington. Thousands gathered to demand changes to immigration law during rallies today, saying the president needs to make the issue a top priority. NPR's Jennifer Ludden was on the scene.
People have come from across the country. There were some that flew from California. I spoke with a day laborer who walked 8 days from Long Island, New York. People have taken some 700 buses from three dozen states to get here today. And they're trying to call attention to, you know, the continued arrests and deportations that are happening of undocumented immigrants, and saying that they would like to still be hopeful that immigration and immigration overhaul can happen this year.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden. Several bombings across Afghanistan today killed at least 10 people in the countries during the country's celebration of a new year. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has details from Kabul.
Most of those killed fell victim to a suicide bomber who attacked an Afghan army patrol crossing a bridge in the southern province of Helmand. Officials say the dead and wounded were largely vendors selling goods nearby. In the eastern province of Khost, police say two civilians were killed and several more injured when a roadside bomb exploded near a crowd of people. The group was celebrating the Afghan New Year at a mountaintop shrine. Provincial Police Chief Yarul Khan was some 40 yards from that blast, but escaped injury. Khan says Afghan and American forces were on hand to prevent attacks, but that roadside bombs are hard to detect. Also in the eastern city of Jalalabad, police say two blasts Saturday night meant to shake up revelers caused no casualties. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The South Korean unit of General Motors will recall nearly 60,000 vehicles starting tomorrow. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikau Tau reports that there are potential problems with steering wheels, fuel hoses, and seats.
GM Daewoo says its small sports utility vehicles, known locally as the Windstorm and Windstorm Max, are being recalled because of possible faulty steering wheels. The Windstorm is exported under the name of Chevrolet Captiva, and the Windstorm Max is known as the Opel Antara. GM's Lacetti sedans are sold overseas as the Chevrolet Cruze. The sedans, says a company spokesman, are being recalled because of possible defective fuel hoses. A small number of GM's commercial vehicles, the Damas models, are also being recalled. They apparently have seats that do not meet South Korean regulations. GM Daewoo, the country's third largest automaker, has not yet announced if the recall will affect models sold outside of the country. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Authorities in Fargo, North Dakota, says the Red River's water levels are starting to fall after cresting today. The National Weather Service had predicted that the river would crest to about 19 feet above flood stage. Authorities in British Columbia are reporting a third deadly avalanche within a week. They say the latest killed at least two French skiers. Syracuse punches its ticket in the Sweet 16 by knocking off Gonzaga. The Orange crushed the 8th seed Bulldogs in the second round of the NCAA tournament, 87-65 in Buffalo today. Syracuse, the top seed in the West Regional, hit a dozen three-point shots. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.